This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. And for those of you new to USA Prepares, I wanted to share with you that there are over 200 of us here. And experts in various areas, innovators, dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, broadcasters, CEOs, editors, authors, programmers, and I am delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor, Scotty Kilmer. Scotty Kilmer, I found him on YouTube. And how many views? Well, 154, not 154. 154 million views. He's got over 49 years of experience as an auto mechanic, and he cuts right to the chase. Welcome, Scotty Kilmer.
Scotty, how are you in Texas?
Scotty, let me just share with our worldwide broadcast classroom. Now, we teach a class here at USA Prepares, And I found you because I had a message that came up on the dash of my old Chevy truck, a 2004 1500 Silverado with a V6 engine in it. And it came up with a catalytic converter efficiency code, P0420. And I looked it up. I bought a scanner, and I think most of our class should consider buying a scanner. You can get them inexpensively, and we can talk about that in a couple minutes. But you talked about what that could mean and how to fix a problem with a catalytic converter not functioning properly. And you said all you do is you pour this.
Unfortunately, cars have gotten so sophisticated. As you're driving down the road in your car, it does what's called mode 6 checking, like every minute and a half. So it checks everything in the car every minute and a half, and it goes back over. And if it finds a flaw that exists for more than a thousandth of a second, it's going to trip a code. That particular code means that the catalytic converter is working at less than 95% efficiency. Okay, well, I'm 63, and I don't know if I even work at 60% efficiency anymore myself. But that's a very common code, and sometimes, as stupid as it sounds, I've had customers get it, and I'll say, what are you buying? They say, oh, we're buying this cheap gas. I said, go to Shell and buy a tank of high-test gas. They won't, and the light goes off. Because it has to do with how efficient the car is burning the fuel. And a lot of times, it's as easy as changing the fuel or adding some good fuel injector cleaner in, and then it makes it work good. It's all done by the oxygen sensors that measure how much oxygen, residual oxygen, is in the exhaust. And if there's too much, it means it's running inefficient. And the computer then tries to make the car run lean if it's running rich, or rich if it's running lean, and it keeps switching back and forth until it gets it just right. There's still a lot of stuff that people can try themselves before they go out, and some of these cars' catalytic converters will be $800-$900 a piece, and you don't want to throw that kind of money away just on a whim.
Right, you are. Well, you, in your video, you recommended pouring a full gallon of this easily obtainable liquid. And that's lacquer thinner.
Yeah, lacquer thinner. You want the lacquer thinner that they use to thin oil-based paints, because that's the best one. And as long as you dilute it one part thinner to like 9 parts gasoline, it doesn't hurt anything. And often we'll do a real good job and clean them out. And it'll burn the residual crap that's in them and make them work again. There's a lot of commercially available ones, too, that are cleaners, but, I mean, you got to use your sense. If you pay $12 for a little 12-ounce bottle or something, really, a gallon of lacquer thinner is going to be a lot more concentrated and have a better chance of cleaning it out than a little bottle of stuff will.
Yeah, yeah. And so what you recommended, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I did this, and I'll share my results with the class. So in this 2004 full-size pickup, 26-gallon fuel tank, I waited till it was about half a tank down. And so I had about a half a tank, a little less than half a tank of fuel in it. I added a gallon, which is what you're talking about, nine parts gasoline or so, 10 parts gasoline to one part lacquer thinner, and I ran it. And what I did was I monitored live the oxygen sensor readings. Actually, my son was behind the wheel, and I was watching the readings of the oxygen sensors, and I could see that within about a half hour, the readings were getting better and better and better, and that catalytic converter was cleaning up. That,
if you're going to do that just sitting there, it's best to rev it up to like 2,500 RPMs and put a big fan in front of the car's radiator, and that'll help it work better because at a lot of faster speeds, it's going to be burning a little bit hotter and cleaning the impurities out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was actually a live test behind, behind the wheel on the road, doing 55 miles an hour.
Yeah, that'll work too as long as you go fast enough.
Mm-hmm. And what I experienced is that it was, some people might just replace the oxygen sensors. It's the problems with the oxygen sensor. No, if you really look into it and you do some research, you'll find out that the oxygen sensor is doing what it's supposed to do and report failures that it senses. So it's not
theoretically,
the messenger.
Oxygen sensors will last forever because most of them are platinum-based, and the platinum is never eroded away. The only reason they generally go bad is some companies just manufacture them poorly, and the heating elements that burn out, and then they have triple coat for the heating elements. Or if you got old junker that burns a lot of oil, the oil burning will clog up them and make them go bad.
Mm-hmm. Interesting video that you have, you talk about how to find a vacuum leak on an engine, and you do it with a 99-cent cigar. Would you share that with us, please?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a professional mechanic, too, and I've got a smoke machine that costs $1,000, but I'm cheap. I didn't buy it. I used to be on CBS TV, and people would always give me things in the hope that I'd use their equipment and they'd get free TV and stuff. But the whole idea is, when you got a vacuum leak, vacuum, of course, is negative pressure. It sucks in and not out, so you can't see anything. So when you shut the car off, you just have to take off a big hose, like the vacuum hose to the brake booster, blow some cigar smoke in, and wherever there's a leak in the system, you'll see smoke starting to come out. Of course, the machines that I have that cost a bunch of money, they actually have volumetric gauges on them, and you can set the pressure at a certain PSI. They're a lot more complex. But actually, just blowing smoke in with the engine turned off, you're going to see leaks come out. The reason I said cigars, because cigars make an awful lot of smoke. So that's a good way of doing it. But I've been at guys, and they told me it worked fine. They go out, and they would get those party fogging machines, and they would just hook them up to a funnel and then have that go into the hose, and that works too. If you got one of those fog machines, they work too.
Mm-hmm. And class, there's a link on the website, usapreparers.com. If you go to page one, you'll see a link introducing Scotty Kilmer as an instructor. And if you go to the instructor's page, you'll see that there's a link to his website as well as his YouTube channel. Over 154 million views. That is like if one person were to just watch one of Scotty Kilmer's videos, that'd be half the population of the United States. That is huge. Scotty, do you know where your ranking is in YouTube viewers?
I have no idea. I don't even care. I'm having fun helping people out. I figure that over the years, I've been doing it on YouTube since 2007, I have saved people, and I'm not making this up, billions of dollars. Because, one, mechanics charge about $100 to $140 an hour labor, so that alone could be it. But I also have videos like, why not to buy a Mercedes and BMWs? And I probably lost them thousands of sales, and considering that each one of those cars costs, you know, $60,000 to $100,000, there's probably another $1 billion I'd say people. Yeah, it's hard to find honest advice nowadays. You know, that's just the way the world is. Everybody knows people have angles here or there. They got advertisers they want to please and all that stuff. But that's what I love about YouTube is all the money I make on YouTube from advertising is generic advertising. I have nothing to do with it. It's just there. They had ads for Hillary. They had ads for Trump when they were running the election. So I don't have to please anybody. I can tell people the truth and help people out. They see it's true. They tell their friends, and then everybody's happy. It's kind of interesting where you can use the Internet to help everybody out, and no one's the loser except people that make crappy products, and they deserve to be losers anyways.
Well, you know, you take aim at Mercedes, and I mentioned to you off the air that we own several used old Mercedes-Benz vehicles. And I've got to tell you that I had a smile on my face when you were talking about, you know, why would anybody spend $1,100 for a shock absorber? And that's for one corner of the car. There are four corners of the car. So you're looking at $4,400 plus labor to put in four shock absorbers on some of these Mercedes. And you are absolutely right. It's insanity. And only a few people can do that. And what happens is the resale price of Mercedes is directly related to the insane cost of ownership to keep those things on the road.
You can pick up a used Mercedes for hardly nothing. Well, you know that because you're buying the older ones. But that's a different ball game. You know, if you want to buy an old one and fart around with it as a toy, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what you're getting into. If you buy something for $2,000 or $3,000, you don't have much to lose because, like you said, even if it gets to be too much for you, you can always part the car out and get your money because there's guys that have them and they want parts off of them, and the parts go for a reasonable amount of money. But the actual buying anything that's late model, it's just foolhardy on anybody's behalf because the parts cost too much. They break all the time, and they're deliberately – Mercedes is kind of a stinky company. There are companies like Kia that – I'm not in love with Kia cars, but they give all the information out to people when it picks cars. You get to Kia, you can get all the information free from Kia Motors because they want people to be able to fix their cars. Where a Mercedes goes by the letter of the law, and if you get an OBD scanner and plug it into a Mercedes, you are going to get only the information that by law has to do with anti-pollution, and all the other stuff, you got to buy a star tester that costs $25,000 to access that stuff. And they deliberately do that, you know. Well, the other manufacturers, hey, they got a lot more information out for fixing cars with a regular handheld scan tool because they're not out to totally rip people off like the luxury car market guys are.
Class, now you know why I love Scotty Kilmer's YouTube videos and his information. He cuts right to the chase, and tells you the truth. We'll be right back, and I'd like to talk about, should we buy OBD2 scanners for our own use? We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you're listening to the wisdom of a 63-year-old mechanic with 49 years of experience, turning wrenches, looking at electronics, reading computer screens, and so forth. And, Scotty, in that light, I've decided that these check engine lights just keep coming on unexpectedly as I travel in our vehicles. And I decided to buy an OBD number 2 scanner, onboard diagnostics version 2 scanner. What's your opinion about buying one of those, and what do they cost?
Well, it's a great idea for people. It depends on how far they want to go, because you can buy really inexpensive wireless jobs that will work with your smartphone. Some of those things are like $20. The really good ones are about $80 that go on your phone, and they do quite a bit. Some of them even do Mode 6 data. If you want a handheld one, with all these Chinese knockoff stuff now, you can get a Chinese knockoff one for $29 on Amazon that actually does live data and quite a bit of stuff. And if you're real serious about fixing your car, You can get stuff like Actron makes good ones. They were bought by OTC, which were bought by Bosch, but they still make them. And $200 one of those, I actually use it every day as a professional mechanic because they've got so much information and so much you can learn about. And the advantage is they work on every car sold in the United States from 1996 upwards. So, even if you think, oh, I don't want to buy a $200 one, hey, maybe you and three or four of your friends will patch together. You're not going to use it every day, and you can just share one if you want a better one.
But will the $20 ones tell you basic information that will get you started?
Oh, of course, they all give basic information. They'll all give you the trouble codes and the trouble code numbers, and even the $20 ones now will give you a reasonable amount of live data. It's not going to give you Mode 6 data or anything that's really in-depth stuff, but it gives you, I've seen $20 ones that they'll have maybe 36, 38 different data streams that will allow you to look at. So it's not all that bad. Like everything else, everything's getting cheaper and cheaper. I've got a, years ago when I was on TV, I got a borescope from a company that made them for airplanes, and the borescope was like $7,500 for this digital borescope. I bought one on Amazon as a laugh for $18.95 last year, and I tried it out, and I plugged it into my laptop. The thing made videos, took pictures, and it was $19. So things are getting really cheap that actually work these days.
You know, Scotty, it's interesting you say that because about a week ago, I just ordered one on eBay. And this is a borescope with LED illumination, and it has a an on-off, you know, like a snapshot button. You just hit this button on the cable, and it's USB. It's $10.
Yeah, exactly. So and it's insane.
I'm all excited.
I realized that most of them have stolen software because the one that I got came with one of those mini DVDs that you'd flip in a laptop that I downloaded the software, but, you know, and I realized it's probably stolen from someplace, but I mean, I bought it legally through Amazon, so, you know, I don't care. Mm-hmm. And it worked. Mine even takes videos, and it has illuminated LED and everything, and it had a 36-foot cable on it because I thought, hey, my other ones that I have only have like a 4-foot cable. And I thought, maybe I don't look at my sewer system. I live in a really old house. And I can snake it down the sewer and see where there's roots coming in. And you can't beat it for, you know, $18.
You're absolutely right. And it's great for those things that you really can't see. And some of them come with an attachment. And this thing is like the size of a cigarette butt on the end of a thin cable. That's about what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Can you
can look backwards or sideways. And some of them come with little magnetic ones so you can pick up stuff. Some of them even have little claws on them so you can grab things and pull them out. Like when they do one of those kidney stone jobs like I had done a couple of years ago where they stick it up the urethra and then they grab the pieces and pull them out. They tell you not to use them on people, though. I don't think they're sterile, you know?
Scotty, we're talking about some of the tricks of the trade, and I've got a question for you. That here's a practice that I use, but it's absolutely positively not recommended by the automobile manufacturers. So what I do is and my grandfather taught me this back in the 1960s. I figure that we take our wheels on and off. We have a Dodge Cummins turbo diesel. I believe that since 1999, these wheels, each one of them, has come off 50 times. Either come off or put on 50 times. The nuts have been loosened and tightened at least 50 times. And I'd like to talk about a practice that I do, and I'd like to get your professional opinion when we come back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clots
robot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
What?
Keep God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Scotty Kilmer's with us, and I'm really looking forward to asking this question. So my grandfather taught me this back in the 1960s, and we were changing or rotating the tires on his old Ford car, and he put a little bit of grease on the stud and on the face of the lug nut that would attach to the stud. And the idea was so that the wheel nuts would not wear out as quickly by rotating tires as they would if you put them on dry. And of course, the manufacturers say absolutely don't do that. So, Scotty, here's what I do, and I'd love to hear your opinion. So I either use copper coat, which is like copper, very small particles of copper mixed with oil. It comes in a little jar, about 8 ounces, and I put that on the threads, and I put on the face, that the contact face of the lug nuts. And then I torque the wheels by hand when I tighten them up, and I go in a star pattern in 3 or 4 torquing rotations where I increase the torque, and ultimately get up to about 100 pounds. What are your thoughts on the use of that in that procedure?
No, that's perfectly acceptable because you're basically using anti-corrosion stuff, and that's good. You don't want to go and get, like, wheel bearing grease and put it on because it will have a tendency of having them get looser as you're driving down the road. But if you're using that copper coat stuff, that's anti-corrosion, and that will keep them from corroding, and they won't, they're not going to get stuck, and then you're not going to strip them when you either put them on or take them off. That's as long as you use the anti-corrosion coating, that's good. Now, one thing that I always warn people about in other aspects of it is like spark plugs in your engine. When I was a kid, we used to put anti-corrosion lubricant on the spark plugs before we put them in. But you don't do that on any modern cars because the modern cars, the spark plugs that you buy already have the coating plated onto the spark plug. And if you do that on a modern spark plug, believe it or not, even if you use a torque wrench, you won't torque it correctly. It'll give you the incorrect torque. So on the spark plugs, you don't want to do that. But on anything that's just external, like lug nuts, anything that you plan on taking on and off, it's a good idea to use some anti-corrosion before you put it on, especially if you live someplace up north or by salt water where you're going to get a lot of salt corrosion. That's definitely needed there, or you're going to have problems.
Great information. Thank you for answering that question. Scotty, you know, there originally spark plugs had a center electrode and a ground electrode. And then over time, marketeers have said, you know, two electrodes is better than one. Then they said, well, you know what? Split fire is a better way to go, where the ground electrode was shaped in a V. And then they said, well, there's a U-groove by Denso, and that's better. And then, in that same time, even before that, Bosch came out with, well, two electrodes on the side, then four. And then pretty soon, it's like the more electrodes, the better. But I don't subscribe to that. Do you?
No, because anybody who understands electricity and physics, an electrical spark is going to jump to the nearest conductive part, period. So it's always going to fire on the same electrode until that gets a little bit worn, then it would fire on another electrode. Now, the only advantage of those four electrodes systems are that they would last a little bit longer because you had four electrodes that could wear down instead of one. But that's been far surpassed by the modern iridium plugs because the iridium hardly erodes at all. I have seen Chevy 350 V8 engines that had iridium plugs on it with 200,000 miles, never been changed. They still ran like a clock, and when I pulled one out and measured the gap was only 3 or 4 thousandths of an inch bigger than it originally was, and they can go up to 10 before you have to replace them. So that, you don't even need that anymore. Now, those things are just kind of a joke. And I even noticed that at the local auto zone that I go to, they don't even sell those four electrode ones anymore. I asked the guy, I said, what are you doing with those? He said, oh, we're throwing them all away. We're not selling these anymore.
Well, Scotty,
gimmick, you know, that's just the way that things go. People get ideas that, like, magic spark plugs are going to get you better gas mileage. And I explain to people that if any of them actually do tests, What they're testing is, they're testing their brand new spark plug against a worn out spark plug in an engine. Just like guys will say, you buy this air filter, you'll get more horsepower. It's a bunch of nonsense. You get more horsepower over an air filter that's clogged up with dirt, yes. But all air filters pretty much work the same. It's only a matter of how well they filter and, you know, like a K&N oiled filter will filter a little bit better because it's an oiled filter. But you got to take care of them because if you live in a dusty area, it will clog up 10 times faster than a paper filter is, where a paper filter won't clog up as much and you can knock it against the bumper and get most of the dirt off and use it over. The oil filters, you got to take them out, you got to clean them, then you got to re-oil them. And if you oil them too much, then you might suck oil into the MAP sensor, and that could short off on your fuel injection system. So that's more something that a mechanic would mess with and not a regular person.
And I've done all that. I've gotten oil on the mass air sensor, and then I've had to clean that. You're absolutely right.
And you're lucky Scotty you didn't burn it out.
Yeah, right. Scotty Kilmer,
copper. The mass sensor cleans itself. It gets up to like 850 degrees, so it's going to burn that oil, and it'll burn the wire out, and then it won't work anymore.
And so what I use is an intake carburetor / mass air sensor cleaner. Do you recommend that or not?
As long as you do it correctly, you want to disconnect the battery because you don't want to have any electricity flowing through it. And after you clean it, you want to air dry it for an hour, or if you got a compressed air, you want to blow air over it for 3 or 4 minutes to get rid of all the residue. But it's perfectly fine to clean them when they get dirty because they all get dirty. And I mean, Ford for a while said, oh, you can't clean our throttles suddenly because they're coated with Teflon. You wear the coating off. But really, the coating wore off over the years anyway. And a lot of times it's better to clean all the coating off and then just clean it every once in a while because any coating is going to wear off. Like, when I was a kid, everybody would polish their motorcycles and their cars all the time. And now a lot of them are actually... a coating is already on them. Like if you've got aluminum alloy wheels, most of them are coated, and they look shiny because there's a coating. And you'll notice when they're 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, they start to look bad because the coating's worn off. And if you really want them to look good, you got to take them to a place that will remove all the coating, sandblast them, and then recoat them instead of just polishing the bare aluminum, which I like bare aluminum better myself because you can just polish it, and it looks really shiny. Yeah, you got to polish it every once in a while, but hey, that's part of the fun of messing around with machines.
I noticed that on your YouTube videos that you hop on a Triumph motorcycle. And this particular motorcycle that I see has a round headlight, it has spoked wheels, and it has an air-cooled engine. I've got a couple of motorcycles here at the farm, and I do not particularly like the looks of motorcycles that have the aluminum wheels. I like the spoked wheels. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a late model Triumph. It's 2011. I had them when I was a kid. I had English bikes, PSA, Triumphs, Nortons. And I like the look. I like the style. It's classic. And I actually have never owned a water-cooled motorcycle because I don't like the extra complexity. I like a simple air-cooled motorcycle that has got some style to it. But I do have to say with this modern Triumph, the fascinating things about it having spokes is I have no idea how they did it, but the modern Triumph spoked wheels are tubeless tires. They have spokes, but they don't have tubes inside.
Wow.
So they've sealed the end of the spokes inside, and the tires are tubeless tires because that's the only disadvantage of old-fashioned spokes are. You got to have tubes. And, of course, if you get a nail with a tube, you got to take the tire off. You got to take it apart. Yeah, then put another tube in, where with tubeless tires, you can fix them on the vehicle. You don't have to take them all apart.
We were talking about spark plugs before. Now, there's copper core, platinum, iridium. What's your take on spark plugs? What is the definitive answer on spark plugs? What should we buy for our typical machines? Or
well, basically, whatever your car came with, the original equipment style, that's what you want to go for. Now, I mean, if it's Japanese and it came with NGK plugs, you can put Nip and Denso plugs in. You can use Autolite plugs. It doesn't matter as long as it's the same heat range. And the guys in the store look it up and say, this one is configured for your engine. The iridium plugs are the best because they last the longest. They don't fire any better. They fire exactly the same, but they can last so long that most guys today are going to run iridium plugs just because you take most modern V6 engines. The evil swines that design them often have the back three cylinders under the intake manifold. So to change the spark plugs, you got to pull the intake manifold. And that's a big job. On some cars, it can take 4, 5, 6 hours to do. So you want to have a spark plug in there that might last a couple hundred thousand miles versus one that if it's a copper plug, you're going to have to change it every 40, 50,000 miles. And that's a lot more work that you wouldn't have to do if you put an iridium plug in.
Well, I was looking at some of the plugs for this V6 4.3 liter Chevrolet pickup truck that we have here at the farm. Factory was iridium plugs, pulled them out 200,000 miles, a little over 200,000, 210,000 on the plugs, and they looked great. However, the gap was about 68 thousandths of an inch. And I've never seen a spark plug gap that big. And I happen to have some copper core, you know, the inexpensive plugs, and they're pre-gapped by the factory at 35 thousandths. Now, that plug is not as efficient at 35 thousandths and igniting as 65 thousandths, is it?
No, it won't. If yours originally came with a 60,000 gap, it was designed for that. And mm-hmm. the firing mechanisms were designed for that. And you want to stick with that because that's what the thing was designed for. You don't want to start messing with something that's got different specifications on it. But as mm-hmm. long as they're the same specs, it doesn't matter. It wouldn't matter if you bought AC Delco iridium or NGK iridium or Nippon Denso iridium. It doesn't really matter. But I definitely would stick. You never want to go backwards. Now, you can go forwards if you got an old car and you want to put iridium in them. Go ahead. They'll work perfectly fine. But, of course, most of the old cars, they were real easy to change the spark plugs, so people really don't care one way or another then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now it can be a problem. Now you might have to take the front wheel off.
Who wants to do that? If you don't have to, don't, because they are well made. But on the other hand, when they do get worn, you want to change them, because I warn people, if you just say, it still runs okay, I'm just going to leave it, you will still want to check the gap, because if the gap gets too far, then the electrical system has to work too hard, and you might end up burning out your computer ignition system if it's jumping too far of a gap because it's worn too much. So even if it runs okay, you got 200,000-300,000 miles, just change them anyway.
Scotty Kilmer and I will be right back, and you can go to his channel, his YouTube channel, Scotty Kilmer, K-I-L-M-E-R. Link on the website, usapreparis.com, page 1, and also under the instructors tab. We'll be right back talking about sealed transmissions. Sealed for life.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
You are what you eat,
No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just wanted to share this with you that I only put people who I agree with on the air. And I absolutely positively agree with everything Scotty Gilmer has just said during this broadcast. And now we're going to talk about sealed transmissions. Mercedes says, or used to say, your transmission sealed for life. Scotty, I think it's nonsense. What do you think?
Are sealed for life? The life of the transmission, when it breaks, that's the end of its life. ask them how long their warranty is. I've had that argument with the Eastern people. I'll say, okay, what's the warranty? Oh, well, it's got a 60,000-mile powertrain warranty. I said, well, heck, most cars, if you don't change the fluid in 60,000 miles, they'll still be working down the road. But if you're a guy like me, I got a Toyota Celica. It's got 250,000 miles on it. And, there's no way they're going to last that long without changing the fluid. Fluid gets dirty. You got fluid floating around in metal gears. Pieces are going to wear off. You're going to have metal fragments. There's going to be fatigue. You got to change the fluid every once in a while. And the way they make them now is really kind of evil. Some of them, it's sort of like a Rube Goldberg puzzle trying to figure out how to even change and check the fluid. Get the special tool, warm it up, turn it here, put your scan tool on, see what this is. I mean, it's insane what they've done to make it so you can actually change them. So most guys just say, heck, I'll just leave it in. And then when they burn out, as they all do eventually, then they say, oh, well, you need a new transmission now. You're not under warranty anymore.
Hey, you know, why don't we expose the fraud about nitrogen in tires?
Well, you know, use your head. What? The air we breathe already is, you know, mainly nitrogen anyway. What's it, 75, 79, I don't know, some percentage. So you're only adding a tiny little bit more nitrogen and getting rid of the oxygen and the trace elements. It really doesn't do that much. There's not. Race car drivers do it, and airplanes do too, because the air jets are way up in the air where it's freezing cold at 35,000 feet above, and it mainly has to do with contraction and expansion from heat. So it does work in jet airplanes, but we're not driving jet airplanes. We're driving cars on the ground. So, you know, plain old air. And I think most people didn't get suckered by it. I had numerous guys contact me say, oh, you need to buy this nitrogen generator to fill your customer's tires up with for, you know, $1,500. I'm like, oh, what a stupid idea that is. Nobody seems to be pumping it that much anymore, though. I guess they realized people weren't that big of a sucker and that they're not, nobody's going for it anymore, except, I suppose, you know, the guys that are driving Ferraris around and stuff still do it.
No reason for most of us to put nitrogen in our tires. And as Scotty said, air is 78% nitrogen, and you're only going to pick up, in terms of heat, delta, 0.4%. If you really ride it hard, 0.4%. Is that something that, yeah. What about, what else is a waste of money, Scotty, in your opinion, that people might be suckered into?
Well, I guess gasoline is. Most cars these days are made to run on plain old regular pump gasoline. And if you buy high-test gas, not only are you wasting your money, but a lot of the vehicles actually will end up carboning up because what people don't understand that the more you pay for gasoline, the less explosive it is because high-compression engines have more compression before the gasoline is ignited. So they have to have gas that doesn't blow up as well. So, I mean, if you're going to make a Molotov cocktail, you'd want to use the cheapest gas you can because it would explode better. And if you put the gas that doesn't explode as well in the regular engine, you can actually get more carbon buildup in the engine. Now, vice versa, if you have a car with a high-compression engine that's made for high-test gas, if it's a modern car, it will actually run perfectly normal on regular gasoline. It will just lose some horsepower. I had a Mustang four-cylinder turbo that I was road testing for Ford a month ago, and it put out like 320 horsepower on high test, 50 on regular gas. It would run fine on both, but it would just have more horsepower with the blower that it had when it was using premium gas.
Last question in 20 seconds or less. What about fixing a leaking seal? Can we do it with an additive?
There are some additives that work. I use AT205 Reseal. It's made out of a company in Chicago. And it actually does oil seals. I put it in jacks. They stop leaking. I put them on rear main engine seals for the engine. And it actually does work. A lot of them aren't their gimmicks. But this has no solids. It's just a liquid that's a polymer that helps rejuvenate rubber. And it actually does work. But a lot
Scotty,
of
we're out of time. Scotty Kilmer, Scotty Kilmer channel on YouTube. Thanks so much for being with us, Scotty. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 832-6433.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.